25. A great work to be accomplished. Context. The directors of the rapidly developing Nashville Sanitarium and the Southern Union Conference were the recipients of this correspondence. Ellen White warned them against centralizing funds instead of spreading them out equally. March 10, 1907. Dear brethren, during the night some matters were brought before me, which I was charged to present to you. We seemed to be in a council meeting where certain questions were being considered. One of these questions was the necessary arrangements to be made for the prosecution of the work at Huntsville. A mistake is being made in the use of means in some parts of the field. The workers need to sit down and count the cost of the tower they are building to know if they are able to finish it. In the past, the work in the South has been carried on by earnest effort and with limited means. Now, more money than is necessary is being invested in building the sanitarium at Nashville. This will not leave a correct influence on the workers in other parts of the field. At this time, when there is so great need of help in many lines of the work, any extravagance in fitting up the Nashville sanitarium will leave an impression on the workers and on others that will not be healthful. There is great need of means to support the workers in the field, and the strictest economy should be practiced with every advance step that is taken. The tendency to invest large sums of money in the Nashville sanitarium must be guarded against. There must not be a large showing in one place while very little interest is manifested in other places of great importance. There is a great work to be accomplished at Huntsville, and a large demand for means in order to erect appropriate buildings and carry on a successful work there for the colored people. Again, at Madison, help is needed in order to continue the educational work that has been established there. It would be a great advantage to the school in Madison if a food factory were put into operation in connection with the work of the school. The school at Madison has been established in the order of the Lord, and it requires its share of help. Brethren Sutherland and Megan, in their work at Berrien Springs, overtaxed their physical powers, and both need to be guarded against laboring beyond their strength at Madison. Brother Sutherland needs to guard himself very carefully and keep near to the great healer. Both these workers are to be appreciated by their fellow workers. The needs of the different parts of the field should be considered fairly, and proportionate help given to each. It is not right that those who have been laboring under burdens for years, and whose health has been broken by their arduous work, should be left to struggle along almost unaided under a great load of perplexity.